WHM Mobile.
Charlie,
monitoring.
DW radio check.
W4WHM, go ahead, radio check.
N4WHM, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylors. I'm just over here. I just finished building a five-element takedown Yagi. Just seeing how I'm doing, coming into the repeater on 1 watt.
Quieting and excellent signal. 5x9.
Signal report, I'll take that as a success.
In there. It's sounding clear as a bell.
RTW, I'll be clear. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Jim, clear.
Jim in 0TR. What are you clear of, Bill?
I don't know. Clear of money, clear of... I ain't clear of taxes, that's for sure.
Welcome to the club, as they say. Oh, the daughter was just over and visited a little bit with me and Bernice, and Hutchinson helped me with the computer a little bit, and I went out to the chicken pen and gathered up 4 more eggs and noticed the sky was starting to get clouded up this afternoon. I don't know if it's that front coming from the north or if it's Fred coming from the south or whatever. But it looks like it might rain here later on.
I think it's supposed to start raining at some point here in the next few hours. Last I heard, it was 8 o'clock. That was earlier today around lunchtime.
Been doing for live entertainment today.
From work. This was move-in weekend, so we went in to help make sure all the little kitties got moved in and fed and on the buses and all that good stuff. And so I just have come in the door and I sat down and turned on the radios and found a net I was listening to on HF and heard that radio check, and that's about it for me.
Denise is making us some cauliflower broccoli soup for lunch, and I just had one of our big ripe tomatoes and some cottage cheese on it and green pepper and red pepper mixed in. That was good. I talked to Dave W4DJW earlier this morning and enjoyed that. But I haven't been on the radio very much. I heard you before I went out, but I was headed down the stairs and I needed to check them before it starts pouring down rain or something later on. Oh, nothing particularly new to report up here. I moved a concrete block in the chicken pen. Anytime you move something, them stupid chickens, they all gather around and try digging a hole around it again. And kicked up some dirt or something and hit me in the face. They're real inquisitive. Anytime you touch something, they'll go over there and look and see what it was. Make sure you didn't dig up anything, I guess.
Looking at your face, you've been hit by something for sure.
But the maxillofacial surgery was supposed to improve on that and didn't help you any, Dave. Go ahead, Bill.
You're all a mess. So how did, I hadn't talked to you since you had your chemical stress test and your foot looked at. Everything okay?
They said the firing squad was next. Go ahead, Dave.
You are there and let you stand up there and use you for target practice.
That spot marked off and he could just stand right there at his little rock and that'd be, you know, be an easy one.
With friends like Dave, who needs enemies? Boy, I'm telling you. Oh, Well, I sent him a joke trying to tell him that all this exercising and stuff he's doing playing tennis, this Japanese cardiologist, he just had the best ideas I ever heard of. Dave, he said he'd have to sell all of his tennis equipment, though, if he went for that. Oh, shoot. Well, Dave, what are you up to today? It sounds like me and Bill are just vegetating.
I ran out of stuff to cook, so I'm in the drive-thru line at Bojangles. Dave, I hope you have a better experience than we have at our Bojangles. When we get in line there, it's usually a 30-45 minute wait. They seem to never have any chicken here. I don't see how they're still open. It's we've quit going there. I love it, but they only open for breakfast, so I don't know what they're gonna do.
This new one up here, but before they moved down here on Wade Hampton, we had the same experience. Never went back. But I've heard it's pretty good chicken. I like Publix chicken the best. And well, that was Bojangles, wasn't it, up there on Wade Hampton? Yeah, Bernie said it was. So we haven't been back up there. We went in there, couldn't even get waited on.
And they probably all ran to the back. This is one right in Taylor's at the Walmart, and they've always, I'm usually in and out here in about 10 minutes, and their chicken's really good. Hang on, I gotta order KB4CPA.
Popeye's chicken here in Hartwell, and I'm looking forward to that. I actually like Popeye's chicken. I like it about as good as any. It's a little spicy. I like it. A little spice that goes to it.
Publix is down here in Taylor's. We get the spicy wings, and they're not super fiery hot, and they're old people's wings, I guess you'd say. And the breaded spicy wings is what we order. We usually order 20, and we don't eat but probably 8 or 10 of them, and I take the rest of them over and give them to Tim, and he puts a little Texas Pete on them and spices them up. That's my neighbor over here. This is N0TR. I think Dave's busy, Bill, so back to you.
Texas Pete's good stuff. I like it better than I do Tabasco, but I put Texas Pete on, popcorn on, chicken, just about anything you can put it on. I ate it on a ham sandwich last night.
It's a OMG. Oh, my gracious. Jiminy. Well, we tried Popeye's chicken when the lines used to be a mile long up here, but now they're not. It's up here on Wade Hampton, no more than 4 or 5 miles from us. And at that time, I didn't care for the sides, but you know, they were so packed, they really didn't give it a fair evaluation. Now, that's where DJW was going this morning. He said his wife basically likes it like you do, hotter than fire. But he didn't, so he's going to order the mild. And I haven't talked to Dave since, so I don't know how that turned out. But I can't remember what the sides were, but I like the sides at KFC better. But I get mashed potatoes and gravy and coleslaw, and we get a three-piece dark chicken extra crispy dinner. It's called a number 6. I like that real well.
Well, I just ordered, they were out of home style. I had to get the spicy, so I've had them before. They're not too bad, KP4CPA.
What's the side orders with that down there, Dave?
No, I don't ever get any sides. I've seen french fries on the board there when you order, but I'm sure they have a good, you
That Japanese cardiologist said if it's fried, it's good for you. It's fried in vegetable oil. Ain't that right, Bill?
Good for you, so vegetable oil has got to be even better. But the Bojangles here in Hartwell, and I guess all of them, yeah, they have potatoes and gravy and macaroni and cheese, green beans, and dirty rice, and french fries or bow rounds, depending on the time of day. But the dirty rice is pretty good. It's got a little sausage in it, I guess, from breakfast. And but it's real good. Oh, and they got pinto beans. Pinto beans, they're pretty good. I like their sides. You just can't get them here.
Where'd they get that dirty rice out in cleaning up after other people left the dining area?
Out in the parking lot. M4WHM.
And 0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
Changing the subject, but I've been looking at those amps on, you know, HRO, and I went to, I think, R&L Electronics, and man, I'm going to have to spend about $2,000 on an amp and a power supply, and then I got to buy the tuner. I don't even know how much the tuner is. I'm going to get the ICOM tuner that goes with the 7300.
A lot of money if you buy an OEM tuner. I just get the MFJ998. Dave, you remember 998? That's the price the wife spends on a new shirt or something, you know. MFJ998. Bill's got two of them. I got actually one and a spare. They raised the price on them a little, but they're 1,500 watts, and you were looking at it, you just didn't know it. But yeah, it's not cheap. Go to another source, is DX Engineering, and another good source, and I haven't ordered but once from them, is Gigaparts, G-I-G-I parts, I think it is. But I ordered my amp from DX Engineering. And they're a good company. I don't know price-wise because I got to ship it from California, so that might be a factor. I try to deal with HRO if at all possible. Go ahead, Bill.
A little expensive for my blood. I'm still too new in all this to even think about an amp. So, but you know, as I say, more power. Like old Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
When I was over at Tom's the other day, he showed me, how if you've got a pileup and you can flip your amp on and cut through all of that, most of the time and get through. And he did. He showed me. I was real impressed. Of course, you were running about 700 watts or 900 watts, something like that.
700 or 800, I think. Dave, that's a 1200 amp Meritron, but that 600 watt one's very good also, and it does 160 or six up to 6 meters. And so does the one like I got, the ALS 1300, I guess it is. It's just two of those 600-watt amps in there. Mine didn't come with automatic band tuning, it's the only thing. And I think now they're about 3.1K, and the other one's about 3.5 on the one like Bill's got. The 1306. It's got 6 meters on it, but it's automatic band switching. I had to buy that extra little ARI 500 bucks to make mine automatic band tune. I think it was only about 100 bucks or something, but you know, times change. I've had mine several years, but it's as good as new. Works like a champ. and 600 watts is just 4 dB under legal limit of 1500, so it'll do everything you want to do. I'm almost certain of it, Dave. And you could save a grand, basically. But if I had to do it all over again, I'd buy the 1200 watt one. It just happened to be at that time I had a little bit of extra money.
I got some extra money, but I just didn't really think I was going to spend that much. So that tuner that you have, what brand is it?
They make one for less wattage one. You know what? When N4IQ speaks, it's kind of like E.F. Hutton. I listen. And if it's good enough for Bill, it's good enough for me. And they are a good tuner. But they went up. They used to be about 600. I think they went up a couple hundred bucks. But they're 1,500 watts. They do their band switching through a series of 16-amp printed circuit board relays, a bunch of them. Whereas if you get something like Palstar and you want to spend, $1,500 or more, they do it by stepper motors with encoders on them and that, and they vary the inductance and the capacitance that way. They are an extremely fine tuner, but they're very, very expensive. I don't even know what they cost now. But I'd almost bet you the ICOM's the same way. I bet it's very expensive. Anything, like if you buy a Kenwood amp to go with a Kenwood radio, it's going to cost you some money for that name. Go ahead, Bill.
Gigaparts at the MFJ998, and it is $6.94.90 with free shipping. And it, like you said, it does 1,500 watts. And it's a good looking unit. And so it hadn't gone up too awful much from what you remember, Tom. M4WHM. Go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead and get that, and I'll pay you back when it comes in. No problem. Anyway, I gotta jump out of here, and I have the pony in the barn, so I'm gonna go inside and eat some Bojangles, and y'all carry on. Thanks for the info. I'll do some more searching and. Because there's some other stuff I want to buy, too. There's a 12-string guitar I want to buy. And everybody's got their toys. But anyway. All right, 73s, gentlemen. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom, and I'll clear out of here after your final. KB4CBA.
Well, you see, Bill, you can't hide money. and as far as buying that for Dave and he'll pay you back, well, he's kind of like my dad. My dad never told a lie, but he did tend to verricate, if you know what I mean. Go ahead, Bill. See you later, Dave.
It's on order, Dave. I'll even ship it to your house. So you don't have to come get it. You can just mail me the check. So it's on the way. Just keep looking for the mailbox every day. 73s, my friend. Be safe. M4WHM. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, the check's in the mail. You just keep looking for it every day.
I'm sizzling hot on here with all these lies flying back and forth. See you, Dave. Well, do they have that ALS 606 on there, that Ameritron amp listed on Gigaparts, Bill?
6600, you said?
606 Sierra.
Let me see here. There's a 600 series. Yeah, ALS 606, 600 watt, 163.6 meter solid state amp. It's a little bit more pricey. It's out of stock, but it's $2,500. And with a switching PSU, it's $2,200. The linear PSU is the $2,500.
Okay, the one with the switching power supplies, how much?
Solid state with a linear PSU is $25, and the solid state with a switching PSU is $22.
What time I go with the linear, especially on HF radios and that, emphatically, because you can repair them. But my LS1300 come with switching power supply on it, and I was a little leery of it because, oh, I've worked on things that were switching power supplies and that, and you just can't fix them. But it's very light, and it doesn't inject any interference whatsoever. Bill's had the same experience with his, and so I'd go with the switching power supply on the amp, whereas if I wanted one to power my station, and I know that's what you got, I'd go with linear every time.
Red and heard linear is a little better to work with. The and like I said, if it doesn't provide any interference, it's definitely good there. Speaking of interference, let me ask you a question. That Gainesville station, 146.670, there is a constant, almost like a beep, 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 beep. It's a double static, like you're turning the squelch on. And it doesn't matter whether it's my home unit, my car unit, or even a handy talkie that's coming in on. Any ideas on that?
For DJW, it'd be the source I'd go to. I just don't know on that. Now, I know a lot of these guys buy ACU radios, and they get that, what they call a Roger beep in there, and it's you can take it out with the menu. Ray, when he was around, he'd always tell them how to do that, K4SUG. But he passed away, of course. But there's guys that know how to get it out. But if the repeater's doing it, I have no concept, Bill. And I can go one more round, and Bernie said she's ready for chow time.
Let me tell you a quick story. I decided to work on my antenna, my HF antenna. So I got it all took loose and got it where I could lay it down, where I could reach it on one end of the house, because the eye bolt that was holding the pulley that I could lower the off center fed dipole up and down with sheared off. And so, as opposed to getting a bucket truck, I just undid all the strapping on the antenna pole and laid it over on the roof and got it all put back together. So, and that's why I was listening to that net on HF earlier. It's picking up crystal clear, so I'm truly enjoying this radio, so thank you again.
You would, Bill. I don't have to issue you a refund then. I think it's a beauty. I really do, and they still use that in the TS-990s, the $7,000 radio. That's their secondary receiver, and I'm very, very happy with mine. Does everything in the world I want to do. Bill, you take care, and I'll talk to you again. I'm glad you got that cleared up. I hope we're kind of on the east side of that Fred storm, and that's usually where there's a little more wind, but as far as I know, 30-mile-an-hour winds is what they expect. I think you're going to be more in the cone than we are, but it's moved to the west quite a bit, where it's projected to come up. Of course, Mother Nature only knows. But take care, and we'll catch you down the line. Good hearing you today. In 4WHM, in 0TR73'sville.
Hope you have a good evening. Enjoy the chow, and tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and y'all have a great evening and continue to be safe. It's M4WHM. I'll be clear and standing by.